Steph, it's always a pleasure. How you going?
I'm doing really well. And yeah, every Monday morning, I bring in some new music that we're highlighting across to SCR. And this week, we've got three different artists. The first one we're going to start off with is Dee Nora. Now, they just released a new album called Skulls Example, and it's their first in 12 years. Some people might remember them from their 2004 album Mountain Rock, which got a reissue last year from Arindal Records. And that album, Mountain Rock, was written during the time of George W. Bush's early presidency, the 9/11 attacks, and the beginning of the Iraq War. Now, Dee Nora has always held kind of a special place in bedroom artists like Girlpool and Joyce Maynor, and now they've returned almost 15 years later in the midst of a Trump administration and with a new album called Skulls Example. And it kind of draws from meditations on humanity, I guess, and this is how they've put it. It's how the techno-futuristic present juxtaposes so absurdly against the never-ending backdrop of inexorable ancient elements.
Oh my god, that was a lot of words.
It is a mouthful, but look, to put it simply, it's a fantastic indie folk record that's both minimal and dynamic, really transfixing vocals that kind of glide seamlessly over really fluid guitar melodies. So let's take a listen to one of those songs now from Dee Nora. This is called Morning Glories.
I remember the place where I was born, where the morning glories twine around my door at early morn. I've forgotten how long I've been away, but I'd like to wander back again down the lane to yesterday. I want to wait.
Transfixing is definitely the word for the vocals. I love that. That's so pretty.
Yeah, I think that was a very sweet one to start off on your Monday morning here on 2SER. And moving on, we're going to look at something a little bit more different. A hip-hop crew from the UK out of South Manchester who call themselves The Mouse Outfit. Now, they've just released a third album, which is called Jagged Crooked Teeth. And, you know, this is a great laid-back break rhythm album with some sharp witted rhymes delivered with this type of rapid spitfire flow, which we'll hear in a moment. And there's a real organic feel to this album, which sounds almost like a tighter jam session. And you know, that makes sense here, as the crew initially cut their teeth as a live band for a South Manchester hip-hop open mic night called In The Loop. And it's a really lively record, and this crew actually grew to about 29 musicians, vocalists,
whoa,
and producers all working on this release. And yeah, the Mouse Outfit's jazz and soul influence, I think, are a little bit more evident. So this track playing underneath us now is called Repeat.
Don't damage and just vivid with me. Yo, I write bars, get on the mic and repeat. Some of them are suspect, the way they mumble and speak. I spit it clear for the sound running under your feet. We're from the UK, man, they better located. See the bar raised, like from the flows they spit. Stay zone sit, pick my brain for verses. Working a grave shift till I find my spaceship. Yo, I write bars, get on the mic then repeat. Yo, I write bars, get on the mic then repeat. Yo, I write bars, get on the mic then repeat. Yo, I write bars, get on the mic then repeat. Yo, I write bars, get on the mic then repeat. Yo, I write bars, get on the mic then repeat.
I know it's radio and no one can see it, but we're both just sitting here bobbing our heads.
We totally are doing that.
So catchy.
Yeah, so that there is The Mouse Outfit, and their new album Jagged Crooked Teeth is out now. And we're going to end with Ari Raw. This is the new moniker of Texan singer-songwriter Caleb Campbell, and he has released his debut album. It's called Calm Down, which he wrote with this aim and intention to tackle anxiety. And a lot of these songs kind of explore that push and pull feeling that comes with living with anxiety. And a lot of this record draws from 60s guitar pop. There's a bit of a DIY bedroom production sensibility here. And, you know, these songs are just really delightfully infectious, and they almost end too soon. And they do, because all of these songs, but two or three, I think, clock in over 2 minutes. So they're all under 2 minutes, I should say, bar two or three songs. So it's a concise record. And got Ari Raw now taking us out here with Picked the Lock.